In London, you can find the same pattern of artists transforming a neighborhood from gritty to trendy. One of the latest places is called Shoreditch in London's East End. It's chock full of nightclubs and galleries, but while the area has been largely cleaned up, some poverty and crime still remain. Kate Abercrombie is a local bartender.
Where my bar is in Shoreditch, there's actually a stabbing there yesterday on the street.
And chances are that stabbing was caught on tape. England is home to more closed-circuit public surveillance cameras than any other country in the world. Cameras blanket the city, monitored by police. Now, for the first time, they're set to be put to use by the public through a project called Shoreditch TV. It's a digital service that will allow residents to monitor live video images from local cameras. And it's part of a larger government effort bringing broadband technology to low-income areas. Unlike police, home viewers won't be able to pan or zoom, and the images will be encrypted, making it harder to record them. The project's organizers say it will engage the community in fighting crime from the sofa. Civil liberties groups in England and privacy experts abroad are expressing concern.
It makes the outside look like a reality TV show.
Daniel Solove is a professor of privacy law at George Washington Law School.
Whenever you have a system of individuals who are watching over each other, that can sort of bring out the best in people, but it also can bring out the worst in people. What about people's prejudices? Are they more likely to watch activity and report it as suspicious because of a person's race? Or if they don't approve of the activities that someone might do,
like putting up political posters, for instance. But many of the residents in Shoreditch have no such concerns, like bartender Kate Abercrombie.
You know, it's not something that you feel like you're being watched. It's not something that I really think about day to day or bothers me, really.
Polls show that is the general consensus in England, where closed-circuit TV in your home is set to roll out in trendy Shoreditch this summer. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.